Welcome, everybody.
Can we take it over? Take two.
This is take two of the Mega 64 podcast live. Mm. The first take was good, but guess
it's
what?
Too hot.
This one, yeah, it was too hot. Too hot for Twitch.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing.
It's funny. It's funny that we mentioned Too Hot because I started watching the show on Netflix called Too Hot to Handle. Have you heard of this show?
Oh, Derek, I sure have.
And okay.
We talked about Love is Blind before. This is the next one, right? This is like another reality show where these people are put on an island or something. Is that correct?
Yeah. Rocco, you watching Too Hot to Handle? You're the one who's too hot.
Sorry.
Too Hot to Handle. It's a reality show where they literally tried to get the horniest people in the world to get, and they got them on an island together, and then they said, we'll give you $100,000 if you don't have sex. And they don't know if they can do it.
No kissing. No, it is something. I was expecting Love is Blind 2. It's not as good as that. I don't know if I'm gonna go back to it, but I did see the first episode. No kissing.
No hand holding?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, they can hold hands. They hold hands, okay. They can cuddle, but they can't kiss. And they can't, there's like some rank about sexual activity. And you know, there's like a menu. It all costs money, so. Mm-hmm.
There should be some temptation there, but not, you know, too far.
Yeah. Hey, but Garrett, you can't even jerk off.
Oh, how are they going to know?
Cameras, bro.
Cameras everywhere, dude.
What if I take a long time in the bathroom?
There's cameras in the toilet.
Actually, with premium videos being free since quarantine started, it doesn't take that long after all.
What are you talking about?
Oh, premium videos? They're fucking free, bro.
Where? At Banana Video?
Yeah, Banana Video.
Nice.
He definitely watched a Banana Video.
I might have to hop in my car and get down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to turn this into trash TV talk. You just, you know, Too Hot to Handle. You inspire me by being too hot.
Too cold to hold.
I wonder if there are a lot of people having trouble, like, if anybody out there is having trouble, you know, not, some people aren't able to jerk off, maybe because everyone's home, you know?
You can't jerk off when people are home.
Well, let's ask Sean, he's right here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sean, what's it looking like?
Oh, it's fine. We're smooth sailing. Everything's great.
You're probably having to distribute a lot of licorice.
How many times are you whacking off over there?
Not often. This is weird because I'm at home, but I also found out that my brother-in-law listens more than I realized, so he may want to turn this off at this point, but no, me and Jenny we're doing just
fine. Not talking about that.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
We're talking about jerking off.
Nobody asked about that sick stuff.
We're not talking about the heinous act of sexist.
Yeah, there's no problem whenever, you know. Once I take a shower if I want, you know, whatever. It's all good.
Oh,
I'm not talking about taking a shower. This has nothing to do with cleanliness.
What do you think I'm doing? So, Derek, you don't get it.
I thought that's why he cleaned out the man cave.
What do I think you're doing in the shower? Shampooing your hair?
No.
Scrubbing in?
I wear hats for a reason. I don't do that. I don't have time for that. I'm doing other things.
I remember Tom Green talking about, you know, because he had a bout of testicular cancer.
Yeah.
And I remember him talking about specifically, he said, you know, when I went in for surgery and I wasn't sure what was going to happen, I did, you know, he went to a sperm bank so they would save some of his sperm. Cause he didn't know, you know, things happen, complications happen. You didn't know what he'd be able to do after the surgery. So they did that and it cost, I don't remember how much. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Sean, you never did that, did you? Is that a personal question?
No. I guess it is, but.
You didn't save some servers?
I mean, you just talked about me jerking off. So
I realized what I was asking as I said it, but.
No, but I decided I don't want any more kids. Like, that's what I decided. I had enough.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess he hadn't had any kids. So he, before he went into the surgery, he did that. And it cost, I don't remember how much. It was like, it's like 300 and something per, I don't know how much.
Drew Barrymore to pay for that.
But he said, after I did that, it cost me a fortune. It really made me think twice about squirting that shit against the shower tile, you know? I just remember thinking that was so funny.
Foul.
He's like, I did that, and I just felt like I was, you know, this isn't financially sound. So anyway, that always stuck with me. Thoughts?
You could Howard Hughes it and store up jars.
That's what I'm saying. You got a freezer.
What do they think they got there? Liquid gold?
Liquid fucking gold?
Isn't that what the Bikram yoga guy said about his? My sperm, they would pay $1 million for my sperm. I think was the quote.
That I didn't watch that documentary. I watched the other one, but not him. He was a weirdo.
Yeah, well, you notice all the yoga studios, they changed their name to Hot Yoga instead of Bikram by name.
Because that guy was such a freak?
Well, yeah, I think he kind of got Me Too'd.
Yeah, it's like a cult, isn't it? So
I don't know, man. Have you seen the yoga results?
If they could preserve, if you could get access to one person's sperm that they froze from the last 100 years.
Yeah.
And Rocco, you can't pick Walt Disney. Who would it be?
What would I do? What the fuck would I do with it?
Take it back.
You would leverage that into some free pass to Disneyland, I'm sure. You're creative.
God, you son of a bitch, Rocco.
I'll pay for Disneyland.
You would clone him. I don't know. You would bring him back.
You know, maybe. All right,
what? Fine. You can say Walt Disney if you want. Fine.
Hey, whatever. Maybe you guys would do weird cum experiments to get into Disneyland for free, but I'm good. I'll pay for the annual pass. I'm good.
Okay, so who are you picking, Rocco?
Oh, goody. I have to pick one. I mean, I don't know. Jesus Christ. Well, he
has 100 years.
But he
that's
never.
Blasphemous.
Oh, okay.
That's blasphemous.
Past yeah,
he
years
never like emitted it, so it's not like you're gonna find it anywhere.
What are you gonna do with his cum? That's weird.
Yeah, as soon as that comes out, that like you know, it floats off into heaven. It doesn't hit the ground.
No, because I feel like if you had that, you could do like Evangelion Lance Longinus type stuff. You know, like I don't know, like with the like you know the. I don't know, like, if there was, like, a real bad, like, terrorist thing or something, you could use that and, like, skeet, skeet, and they would vanish.
See, what you don't realize is you know? You're proposing is a quick way to the mental asylum, because who would believe you? There'd be no way
to prove that. That's a great point. That's a great point.
True. This is a catch 20, it's come 22. Yeah.
For me, I don't, you know, I'm not going fancy. I just want to don knots.
Ew.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a really good answer.
I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I wasn't thinking about that either. But.
I'm going to make my own apple dumpling gang. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Huh. That makes me rethink my answer.
Yeah.
I gotta go for a vial of Steve Jobs because I think on the black market – it's like genius level, and it's got to be worth so much money to, you know, the right organization.
Yeah.
Good answer.
And then you just have to find someone willing to like receive that, you know what I mean? And then be like, yo, and we'll raise this kid as Steve Jobs' secret kid and get all the iPhones for free.
A family plan. Just make him a clone, and then it's no one's going to know.
Mm-mm.
Get a discount, deep discount.
You know what I would do? Gandhi. And I would save it, you know, like last-ditch emergency plan. Ooh. Everything goes wrong. We have Lil Gandhi in a vial here. You know, the Hail Mary play.
Right.
Probably for a lot of money.
That's smart.
It's peaceful, too. It promotes world peace.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
We're so fucking great.
Yeah.
We're deep thinkers, if you think about it.
Not even great, just smart.
Mm-hmm.
Humble. Smart. I'm so fucking humble. I'm the most humble fucking person on the internet. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's true.
I'm getting kind of weird vibes. I gotta be honest. I'm gonna call it out. You know, I went with it, but now I'm gonna take a stand right now.
Okay.
Derek looks too fucking nice for this podcast. And I don't know what the play is.
It's a button-up shirt, and your hair looks great,
too.
You guys caught me. I wasn't going to say anything. I found a Supercuts that was open, and I ended up. Yeah, oh, no. I did.
Wow. That was worth the risk.
Oh my god.
I think it's time to bump it up to call play Super Duper Cuts, because they did a great job. Nobody in there. It was just me and five hair cutters. We were all over each other. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
Is that really what it was? Like, for real? There was a Supercuts that was open?
They didn't want to take me, but I had to grease the wheels a little bit. I said, okay, what's it going to take? Just get me in there.
All right, just me.
Nobody else. You don't have to stay open for the whole day. And, you know, we were able to come to an arrangement.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
I don't believe that. I don't know.
This whole thing's fishy.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I got a haircut here at home. This is a homemade chop.
It looks good. What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Really good, Derek.
You did it yourself, or did Joy
do
it?
With the help of my girlfriend here.
Okay.
It was a team effort.
Well, well done. Everyone, great job.
Yeah, and glad you told us, because I was about to report Supercuts.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're like a snitch, huh?
Yeah.
YouTube, everybody. YouTube will give you a tutorial on everything you need. So.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, there's a tutorial for literally everything on YouTube, so.
Yeah.
Yep, haircut tutorial.
I took my dishwasher apart and fixed it. I would have never been able to do that, but YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, really I fixed easy. The headlights on my car thanks to YouTube. What's the craziest shit you ever learned and applied from YouTube?
Ooh.
Oh.
Self-dentistry.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I have gotten into some plaque and scratched off a bit.
Okay.
With a tool that was very similar to like that little ice pick kind of like a hook that they have at the dentist's office. And it's like, well, they're in there scratching around. Let me see how this works on YouTube.
Wow.
Search it up. Well, all right.
Yeah. I think I've just been able to fix every appliance in my house because of it, like dryers, washers, dishwasher. All that.
It wasn't the weirdest like tutorial necessarily, but I have a friend who had to fix their Roomba, and there was a video of seriously like a 7-year-old kid showing you how to like do that. Like,
dude, it's always a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah, it was a small child going, okay, look, and the Roomba does this, so take this part out. And it was just like, this is so weird, like this whole setup.
Whenever I have Windows problems, I go right to YouTube, too. Here's a little tutorial.
Yeah.
My kids started watching Top Chef Junior, which I didn't know was even a show, but these kids are in this cooking competition, and honestly, it's pissing me off. Like, they're so good at cooking. It's like, I've been killing myself trying to figure out how to fucking cook during this quarantine, and these kids are destroying it. Like, they're like, how is this 7-year-old so much better at me than cooking? It's frustrating.
Gotta jump right in, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah. But those are the only things I can think of. I mean, but I look up stuff a lot. But it's, yeah, like home stuff, you know? It's like how to patch this on your wall or how to, you know, it's like things like that.
Yeah.
But the dentistry thing... That's interesting. I remember having a big family dinner once. I want to say it was like Thanksgiving many years ago. And my uncle in the middle of dinner, like the dinner went quiet for a second. And my uncle out of nowhere in the middle of silence said, shit, I just got the worst dental bill the other day. I'm telling you, man, you got to be your own dentist. And went back to eating, and to this day, it's been like probably a decade, we quote that all the time because that was so out of left field, where if no one has anything to say in our family, someone will go, shit, man, you got to be your own dentist. So anyway, that just reminded me of that.
Yeah, I didn't get too deep into dentistry.
Garrett's been there.
I like a little, you know, I want to scratch the surface, but I'm not going to go crazy. There's probably a tutorial on how to drill a hole in your head. In fact, I know there is.
Garrett, you seem like, and if this is too personal, we'll drop it. It's not a big deal.
I'm getting personal tonight.
I'm interesting.
We're getting personal.
He's asking all the hard questions.
Okay, so with your so you seem like a kind of guy, because you brought it up again, that you've tried to find a lot of ways around standard American dentistry. Have you, what can you kind of give us some insight on like what kind of things you've done?
Wait, cause I got my wisdom teeth out in Tijuana.
So yeah, that's what, yeah. I mean, again, I don't know what's too personal or whatever. So well, I don't want to give out your medical info.
No, I don't think it's too personal to say I'm a thrifty type of person.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to be embarrassed about that. That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, some people might not know. I mean, if you know, what's that?
I would say like, you know, if you do a little research and you trust someone who has good, you know, intel, you know, maybe go for some things that sound a little dodgy, but mm-hmm. in the end, you know, it all worked out.
Yeah, I really
saved a lot of money. That, what's that?
When was the last time you did that?
Oh, I only did it once. I only went to go get my wisdom teeth removed. I had braces and I was like at an orthodontist all the time when I was a kid in high school.
Yeah. No, when was the last time you had a procedure done in TJ instead of America?
Oh, just that one time, just getting my wisdom teeth out. I don't know, like 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, not 15. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably around that.
I've heard nowadays it's like a whole industry. They speak English. It's really nice facility.
Well, even
shuttle from America to the facility and back.
Yeah, even back then there was an industry for that, and it was the most state of the art dentist office I'd been in, where they had X-ray machines in every booth. And at the time, you know, I was used to the ancient shit we had, you know, at my orthodontist office. But I was seeking out a good deal.
Go to is here in America, and it's like a fucking discount dentist. I'm ashamed to say, I shouldn't be saying this, but I walk in there and it's some bootleg shit. They've got like a fucking computer monitor on the wall. I went in there after the first Star Wars Force Awakens had just come out. They were playing it on the computer on the wall at the dentist's office. I was like, what is this fucking ghetto dentist? It's like $80 no matter what you need.
Oh, Jared, give me their address. I got to go.
Anything you want. And unless it's really bad, then it's like a couple hundred.
Because right now I have it. I can feel at least 3 cavities, and I got so much work that needs to be done that it's...
Come over to my garage, bro. I watched the YouTube video.
I'll wear the mask the whole time. Just work through the mask. And
I got
it.
The scraper.
So I feel like those are like the two options here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Ghetto bootleg dentist or go to Mexico for really high tech.
Yeah. Or if you have like, you know, benefits at work and they provide it, like, you know, there's nice places out there, but I've kind of come and gone. It just depends on what I've needed. At a time where I needed to get my wisdom teeth out, I was like, fuck, insurance ain't going to cover this one. So let's hop south the border.
Yeah. The place that I go to is nice, but thankfully I haven't had ever really needed very complicated teeth stuff. So I've lucked out there because that would be really expensive. And the one time I had my wisdom teeth pulled out, I was still like way back when I was still on my family's thing, so it wasn't a big deal. But the reason I asked is, I mean, I know there are people who've done that, and there's always, you know, there's always kind of a thing where people are like, "Ooh, I don't know. Are their offices going to be as good as America's? Are they going to, you know, is it going to be like, what are their procedures down there like? And you know, whatever." But anytime I've heard of somebody doing it, they were like, it was the most state of the art, like amazing facility. Like, so I'd never done it, but I was just curious about it.
I think if you could get a referral of a place that does good work, you know, that's like the best thing. If not, just do your research as good as you can.
Yeah.
You could tell kind of by walking into the place. Like Derek said, his place got bootleg Star Wars playing on the wall.
I haven't been down to Mexico in like 15 years. Long time.
I think we were all there that same time probably, Sean.
I think
right?
you're right. Yeah, that's right.
And that was the only time I ever did that. And it was really only for a few hours, right?
We can go do a podcast from TJ when this is over.
Yeah, when quarantine opens up.
A TJ podcast. Yeah.
You know, 4 tacos and a beer for $2. TJ podcast. Yeah.
You guys get that while I get my cavities filled.
Also for $2.
For an additional $2, exactly. But I remember, when we were there, we were there just to kind of like shop for some stuff, and we were getting like decorations for your apartment or something like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I remember, it was, Derek said like four tacos and a beer for $2 or whatever. I really think when we went, it was like eight tacos and a Pepsi for a dollar or something like that. It was something where it was like, that cannot be true.
It's fantastically inexpensive, the seafood.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that where it was like, that cannot be real, but it was.
That's all I remember from going on trips with family when I was a kid was just like, I would put away so many fish tacos.
Yeah.
And everyone thought it was so cheap and it was so funny to see how many I could eat. It was like, you want another one? You want another one? I went down to Tecate a lot with my grandparents when I was young.
Makes you wonder why the fuck tacos so expensive here in America, huh?
Yeah,
you go to Taco Bell, you one chalupa for $4. What the fuck?
Whitewash bullshit.
Yeah. What a pity. But I just remember eating a bunch of good tacos. I had a Pepsi that was like that tall in a glass bottle.
Yeah.
With the real sugar. Damn it. Oh. None of this. What is it, Garrett? Fructose?
It's high fructose corn syrup.
None of that.
Fructose. Oh,
I was just going to say, and then the highlight to it, Sean, I don't know if you remember this, but the place that we ate all this, it was really good. And they had a chihuahua on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
There was literally a dog on the roof that was just yapping at everyone walking through the door. It was like, are they okay? All right. Well, all right.
He's good.
They're like pigeons down there. It's great.
It was seriously just like, should we get them down? Is that okay? I'm just going to keep eating.
They didn't seem concerned, so I wasn't very concerned.
Yeah. So it was good. But anyway, yeah, I had a great time. But that was the only time. That was the only time that I ever went. And then I remember I had a Final Fantasy shirt that I wore there. And it was like the battle menu of Final Fantasy. And the little, the little finger pointer in Final Fantasy, the beep, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
It was that, and it was pointed to attack. And I remember when we came back in through the U.S. border, the fucking cop or whatever at the border like harassed me about it.
That's right. I remember.
You remember that? He was like, attack. Yeah. Why does it say attack?
Attack in a shirt. Hmm.
It was just like, it's from a video game. Yeah, it's weird. It's pointed to attack, right? Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I'm part of the terrorist group that attacks America.
Yeah.
And we let them know it right off the bat by looking at our shirt.
I mean, it was just like...
We left the defenders back in the Middle East. But I'm here.
I mean, it was just like, I'm part of that terrorist cell that wears Final Fantasy shirts.
Yeah, you look really intimidating when you're Mexican.
They're all overweight and white with Final Fantasy shirts. I'm the leader. Like...
He got you.
I'm the main guy here.
Yeah. Oh, you caught me. But anyway, I haven't been back there since then, and it's all closed up. Is all international travel closed right now, or?
I guess it just depends country to country.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure.
So, I'm thinking I want to get a motorcycle.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Okay,
I'm on board.
I'm serious about it. I've been researching motorcycles, and I found a place to do motorcycle classes, which I think is called like your MSI certification. Garrett, do you ride motorcycles?
I have a motorcycle, but I wouldn't say I ride them.
No. Sean, do you?
No.
Oh, no, you seem to know.
No, he didn't ask me.
Rocco, I don't even know if you ride like regular bicycle.
I've said this 1,000 times, but that fucking phrase, it's like riding a bike, doesn't apply. I fucking forgot. I couldn't get on a bike and ride it if you put a gun to my head.
Give me a half hour. I'll get you going. It's fine.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Sean, I'll get you going
right now. I'll teach you a linen. It's fine.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Anyway.
So,
you're going to, that's smart. Getting the classes done.
Yeah. My plan is to get the class done, go get my endorsement at the DMV, and then get a motorcycle, but continue with the classes. that's the plan. And I found this motorcycle school and I was like, I don't know, is this essential? Like DMV stuff, classes. So I called him up and it was so awkward. I got this woman on the phone and she's like, yeah, motorcycle training school. And I was like, yeah, hi, are you guys still doing classes with the stay at home order going on? And she was like, no, we're supposed to stay at home.
No. Oh,
okay. And I was like, okay, that's what I thought. Thanks. So I'm ready for this shit to be over because I got plans. You know.
Derek, I had the same plan, but I did it out of order and I bought a motorcycle off Craigslist.
Yeah.
And I took it all apart. And
what did you do that for?
It's because I was going to rebuild it even better because it was totaled. Okay. I bought a wrecked bike.
Oh, okay.
And I tore it all apart and rebuilt like half of it. And then it was like, all right. It's been about 10 years of that under a tarp in my garage.
That's been there a long time.
Yeah.
I just was browsing on Craigslist and I found a bunch of like bikes that people would recommend as good beginner bikes for like $1,200, $2,000 maybe used. So
yeah,
I'm saving up, waiting for this quarantine to be over.
Dude, maybe if you get the bike, it's going to burn a fire in me and I'll have to unleash that project again and finish
it. Motorcycle club.
I went out, I bought a helmet. I bought everything I needed to finish the work on the bike. I just never actually did. And that was the last thing I was going to do was go take those classes.
I was going to say, how much should, like, if I was looking to get, yeah, I want to get a good, like, just a good motorcycle. I'm not looking to get a fancy one, you know, whatever. How much would that be? Like, I know, because I always hear about, like, yo, this guy got the coolest Harley Davidson, you know, whatever. And they're like, extra,
yo,
you know.
All
but
right.
Like,
can I talk about it? Because I've been
normal
researching
ass
it
motorcycle
all week. And okay, my mind was blown. You know, the motorcycle I want to get, I want to spend like maybe a couple thousand, but I didn't know you could get a motorcycle that costs like $25,000.
Oh, I've heard of that. Definitely. I mean, again, like I've seen crazy ass ones that, you know, the people
yeah,
like rush
like
over, but
car.
It's like, that's not normal.
That's the one with like the compartments on the side and like yeah, the radio coming out the back and all the fixing, but
a cruiser.
If you want to get started on a good, decent used motorcycle, you're going to need the equipment as well. And somebody put it well in this YouTube video I watched. They said, get good equipment because you're most likely to crash when you're first starting out.
Well, yeah, so, totally.
Don't skimp on equipment. So yikes. They say with equipment and your training and getting a used bike off Craigslist, you're probably looking at like maybe $4,000, maybe a little less if you find a good deal on bike and stuff.
You know, though, Derek, you've always driven a manual, like a stick shift, and that's what you have to, you know, manually do that when you do motorcycles. I think you're ready. I think you got what it takes, you know? You're used to always doing that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to get, like, the slowest, littlest motorcycle.
Yeah, I got talked into a bigger motor than I wanted to buy. And the one time I took my, because I rebuilt half of it, and then I was like, oh, let me take it up and down the driveway. Let's test this out. Make sure I got everything wired up proper. And I laid it over just at the top of my driveway, just trying to turn
it
around. Oh, yeah. Because it was seriously like I bought more power than I probably should have for a beginner bike.
Whoa, man, yikes.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a beginner bike. I might even get like nobody here will know, but maybe somebody online will know, but maybe like a Honda Monkey or something. Ooh. Which is just like a little mini, tiny little bike just to get started. Barely even a motorcycle. One step above a moped.
I never heard of a Honda Monkey before. I was like, is he making this up at this point?
No, look it up. It's cool.
Hell yeah. I want to just point out somebody in the chat said Rocco should never ride a motorcycle with his crash record. My crash record, your point stands because my crash record is about once every 5 years, I'm just sitting there and someone out of nowhere spins out of control.
Right.
That's not my fault. I want to get that on the record. That's not
but
my
Rocco,
fault.
On a motorcycle, your fault or not, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't.
So that's what I was going to say. I was like, I don't even want to correct him because the point stands no matter.
Don't do this.
No matter what. But yeah, the only time I see, I don't know anybody who just casually does motorcycles. I feel like the only people I know with motorcycles are like the real hardcore aficionados. Like, oh, look what I, look at this rare bike that it has all this stuff and it's really expensive. And yeah. I'm just like, I don't know anybody who's just casually doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, you're gonna know me.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
All my friends that got into it so hard, it like took over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like bikers now.
My my Jenny's brother has a motorcycle, and like he's definitely not like a biker. He just like likes riding his motorcycle around, but that's really it.
Derek's gonna carry a switchblade. He's gonna start becoming like a
See, like motorcycles, they bring this persona of like the bad boy, and I want a motorcycle that is like too small to even go on the highway. Like maybe it gets up to 40 or 50 miles an hour. I'm just driving it down the street and stuff. That's all I want.
I looked up the monkey. Yeah, you're looking to stay on some surface streets. You're not getting on the freeway with this thing.
No, definitely not. Or okay. I might look up like the Honda Super Cub. That's the one that made me start thinking. Maybe I'll get a motorcycle.
These things are awesome. These look like Toriyama's artwork. It's like what you would see Goku riding with Bulma
strapped
to the back.
The Honda Super Cub, by the way, the reason I got into this, I found out the Honda Super Cub is the most popular motorized vehicle in the world.
What?
Oh.
Wow.
There's like 60 million of these things sold worldwide. It's like the most popular, like the Toyota Corolla has like 10 million units, and that's the most popular car. And the Super Cub is like six times that or something. So I was like, this is like a really cute little motorcycle. So maybe we'll all drive one. Who knows?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got to start doing something. It'll conserve gasoline. Number one, that's great. Everyone loves that. Greta will be stoked.
Yeah. You'll buy 1 gallon of gas a month. It'll be awesome.
I've been doing that now, actually.
Yeah.
It's been going great for me.
I was going to say.
I don't think I bought gas since mid-March, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, like, refilled the other day after, it had been at least that since then. And it cost me, and it's so funny because it cost me the lowest it's ever cost to fill up my tank. Like for my car, it was so cheap. But then I look online and people are like, wow, where I live, gas is only like $1. And I'm like, yeah, it's still like $3 in California. Like even that is the cheapest it's ever been for us.
Actually, we're happy cheaper than that. For $2.50. It's
And that's
up and down.
That's about what it's been for us. It's like, around $2.50, give or take. And then people at home, people at all these other states are like, yeah, I'm paying half that. And it's like, oh. So yeah, California, you still suck.
It's official.
Actually, it was surprising how it was kind of like cold and rainy here for so long. And then it finally just, the switch was flipped and it's hot here now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it's hot everywhere or if it
it is like summer's here already. Yeah. It's like last week though, you're right. It was like cold and raining.
Yeah.
Freezing. It snowed at my in-laws in California, and now it's what the fuck? Like why is it so hot?
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. Go back to being cold. Let's get cold summers back here in California. But anyway,
let's go swimming.
Well, yeah. I've been like busting my ass to get my garage ready. I wanted this to be my new setup. Like in the house, it was just hard. Like they were trying to be quiet while I streamed. It was a whole thing. If I was like in the garage, so detached, it's fine.
Yeah.
But now it's like 100 degrees in here. It's like when I first had this idea, it was, perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Now it's a misery.
I was going to say, we do have you. Sean has a good connection and Sean's in the man cave. I want to go over every detail what I'm seeing right now. We got the foosball table. Nice. We got the pool table. I'm looking back there. I'm seeing some records. I'm thinking they're probably all AC/DC.
All of them.
Kiss,
guy stuff. On.
Yeah.
For guys.
Music for guys. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else is best. Yeah, see, Gary, he's muscles. Guys.
You got weights in there, Sean? Show us your bench set.
Oh, I can see it now.
You can rep.
Sean laying on the bench press one of
the
us.
The man cave sign.
Maybe it's Rocco. Maybe it's Garrett. Maybe it's me. Straddling with a leg on either side of Sean's head. Looking down at him. Making eye contact. Whispering, I got you, bro. Lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean thrusts with all his might. That's one. Dude, this is good. Can I come over to the man cave?
Come on over. Eric is in the chat. He's saying that my garage is a Spike TV of garages. I don't know what the fuck that means, but that sounds bad. So fuck off, Eric.
Oh, man. I haven't been there in... you guys had some event at your house. I know that sounds crazy. You guys had a party at your house, but...
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember I was hanging in there, and it was, like, cool. And then the next time I talked to you, I thought I was going to say, I was like, oh, yeah, it's really cool. You have, like, a whole setup, like, your own little kind of clubhouse in there. And then the next time I talked to you about it, when I brought that up to you, you were like, oh, no, it's, like, storage right now.
I posted a before picture. It was so gross in here. It took so long. It still sucks. Like the refrigerator, what's in the fridge? Mold, and I want to throw that whole thing away.
Out of sight, out of mind, man. Isn't it crazy how fast that can happen?
At a party, my mom put like a vegetable tray in there, and I didn't know, and it wasn't plugged in. And like I opened that thing up like a year later, and it like had taken over, and like the bottom of it is like black because the vegetable tray like oozed down. Like I just like. Saw that and just closed it back up, and it's still like it's been
toys
like,
in the attic, man.
It's been like 7 years since that happened, so that thing's got to just go.
That happened to me. I had to throw away a fridge because I let the power go out in an apartment, and like food was in there for weeks. Yeah, you couldn't clean it enough.
Yeah,
dear Lord.
Yeah. Anyways.
I have a question. The last time I was in there, I saw these, so I want to know if they're still there or if they were gone. If they were exiled. Do you still have a bag of cheesy poofs?
Yeah.
It's in there? Really?
I'll show you.
Okay, so while they did a promotional thing when South Park had like, I don't know what anniversary it was, but they actually sold cheesy poofs. And it was just that puffed the Cheetos puffs. They just rebranded the bag, but it was actually like in universe. It was Cheesy Poofs from South Park. Wait. There they are.
Wow. That's great, John.
It's so funny because we found those. I mean, that was a million years ago. And I remember having them at the studio or I had them among my stuff. And then we moved studios. We moved wherever we were going to move. Or maybe I was moving out myself, maybe at home. Maybe that's what it was. I had those too. And when I was moving, I started to pack those up and I'm like, wait, am I just going to carry these fucking Cheetos everywhere with me forever? Like what the fuck? And so I just opened them and ate them all.
Yeah, that was smart of you. Well, I just looked, it expired on November 1st, 2006. So they're not good anymore.
Ooh, yeah.
I will say that I did legitimately have a mouse problem in here. Which I did not realize until like I opened it up and like they got into everything. Like there's Tic Tacs, paint. They started eating paint. They didn't touch the cheesy poofs, which just shows you that these are not edible. If a mouse wouldn't go for it, they went for everything.
I agree with what the chat's saying though. That's a Christmas cast food in the making.
Oh yeah, Kevin can eat that because I'm not touching this.
Yeah, Kevin.
Like, this feels like a brick. Like it's so like there's no. It's gross.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's great. Yeah, mine were not expired when I ate them. I just want to say for the record, I had them for like maybe like a few weeks. And then I was like, I would love to keep these as a prop. I love prop items like that. But then I was just like, I'm going to be moving a bunch soon. I can't be doing that. So I just ate an entire bag of Cheetos Puffs. So that was cool.
Well, they don't mean anything to me, so I'll donate it to the Christmas cast if you want it to be
there. That sounds good. Kevin can't refute it. We've signed him up. He's eating those.
Yeah, he's eating them.
I don't want to ingest anything that might be fatal.
Nah, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, real quick, before I talk about... I know somebody who ate over 15 or 16 years old cereal... And they were fine. So we'll talk about that in a second. But on that wonderful segue, I want to thank our sponsors. Mm. Shop.mega64.com is a great place to go to get all kinds of great merch. And we're talking apparel, we're talking media, Blu-rays, you name it, we got it. We got the best stuff. In fact, this last Friday, we put up a couple new designs. Actually, one new design and one classic design that hasn't been around in years. They both came from Derek. He kind of produced these items with some great artists at Mortis. But we got the Robo Baller 64 shirt that went up for pre-order on Friday. That is one of my favorite designs we've ever had. I can't wait to wear it. I'm going to wear that one myself quite a bit, so I'm excited. We got that. The Legendary Journey Pocket Tee. That, I mean, it's been years since we had that, and that's always been kind of a fan favorite, like really slick, cool shirt with the pocket on it and all that. Well, anyway, it's back. But another thing we like to do, we got all kinds of stuff, so check it out for yourself. But another thing we like to do is a 64-hour special. Which is a shirt that we have. We put it up during the podcast, and it's only up for 64 hours, and then it's gone. Well, we have a new one tonight. One of our most beloved videos from the past is Mario Kart Crash. It's gone by a few different titles. Mario Kart Crash, Let's Do Drugs and Play Mario Kart, whatever you want to call it. But it was from back from the IGN video era, where Derek and Sean have a very nefarious playthrough of Mario Kart, and they take drugs before they play it. Oh no. What do they take? Extra strength Tylenol. And they see some shit, man. Classic video from back in the day. But anyway, we have the official extra strength Tylenol shirt up on shop.mega64.com right now. It's the official shirt of that product, you know. So they, you know, shouts out to Tylenol for making this happen. Those guys are just kicking ass.
Looks pretty trippy.
So if you like that video and you want the official shirt, check that out. Shop.mega64.com. And as always, patreon.com/mega64. There's always extra stuff going on there. Exclusive videos, exclusive convention stuff. We just put up this last week. We put up the intro to our panels from 2017 where we made people watch the same clip 100 times in a row. So you could watch everyone suffer through that as a patron from a safe distance, you know, whatever you want. It's all up on there. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, I know some people who did a video years back where they ate the, they did Nintendo cereal back in the 80s.
Oh yeah.
And someone had a box of it still. And then in the early 2000s.
Oh,
or 2006, 7. I don't remember when it was, but they opened it and ate it.
Preserved?
Yeah. No, they gagged through the entire thing. But they didn't die. They did not die.
I've got a lot of those, like, promotional items. Like, we all got those Lost, those vitamin water that was all Dharma Initiative.
Dude, branded. We need to drink that sometime. That's a video.
Oh,
I got all those still, and they went clear. They're not even colored.
Yeah, I had them. The mouse fucking got those.
Oh,
the mouse got to the Dharma water?
Yeah, all of them were destroyed.
What did they do to it? Like, how did they affect it? What did they do?
They punctured it, and it went everywhere. Like, it drained down on everything.
Oh, shit?
Yeah, they fucked it up. They got into cans of soda. Like, I didn't know they could do these things. It was
really?
Like,
I didn't know that either. I thought if it would have a solid container like that, I wouldn't think they would even know.
I am with you. I had to throw away so much stuff that just like, oh, they got into this too. I can't believe it. Like,
no,
it's crazy.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. I never would have thought that happened. Funny.
Dude, those Dharma waters.
It really is weird. In retrospect, they didn't mess with the cheesy poofs.
I really don't know why. And I think it says a lot, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, that's nuts, man. That's really crazy. Hey, shout out rats, man. Or they mice, fucking, whatever.
Whatever it was, they're gone now. I've been watching Lost a lot lately. I have forgotten that show. Like, totally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I fucked up, and I thought we were on a different episode, and I showed the kids one. It's like a spoiler, so I don't know if I should say anything. But basically, it's called The Other 48 Days.
Yeah.
Something happens that's a big deal at the end of the last episode before that. And so all of a sudden, we're watching it, and it is like, quickly shows you what just happened at the end of the episode. It shows you the huge spoiler, And like, wait, what happened? It's like, oh, I fucked this up. This is all wrong. And it's ruined everything.
Did they forgive you?
Yeah. Yeah. But I realize I fucking hate Michelle Rodriguez. I hate her.
Aww.
She's not good at anything. She's terrible.
She's the character that you love to hate in everything because she always plays this bitchy role.
So at 100 of being mad. That's all she ever is in any role she's ever been in. Like, terrible.
That's why you like her. She's like fucking pissed off all the time.
I just remember that when that aired, when her season of Lost aired. And she showed up in the show. I remember they kept hyping up like, oh, you're not going to believe what she was in her past life. Like, you know, because they always flash back to what they were doing before the island, before they crashed on the island. And they were, oh, you're not going to believe what she was. Oh, you're not going to believe. And I remember all of us watching at that time, we were like, well, she's going to be like a cop. And that's exactly what she is. There was no surprise whatsoever. It's like, check it out. She used to be a cop. It's like,
Sean, you got to check out Blue Crush.
Nails. Yeah. Michelle Rodriguez can only be one thing.
And the thing is, like, if she was a different, if she had like a layer to this character, I would have liked it. But it's like, oh, you're just the same. You're just, oh, I, you know what? I'm mad. It's like, okay, got it. Thank you.
But wouldn't it have been cool if in her backstory she was just like a Denny's waitress or something?
Like she
was the sweet, like they made her the sweetest, nicest woman who just had so many bad customers. And then when she got to that island, it just like she broke.
That would have been way better.
So it was so disappointing when it showed her like, oh yeah, she was a hard ass cop. And it's like, yeah, I get it. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, not to go on a Lost tangent, but the John Rawata reminded me.
No, I've been rewatching it too. I'm a lot further along. I'm in season 5. I mean, I'm not gonna like spoil deaths, but I'm not gonna like hide what the show's doing either. So if you are wanting to watch it, maybe skip this part. But I love the show. As you know, it's my favorite show of all time. It really is. I would say probably my favorite show of all time. I've felt that way for years, but I'm in the midst of like season 5 where they're like hardcore time traveling, like they're skipping through like, whoa, we're in the 50s. Whoa, we got to live in the 70s. I think that is my least favorite point in that show. The more I rewatch it, that's the point where I feel like the show is really like has a lot of like how do I say it? There's an intensity to all of it. Like, whoa, what's going to happen next? Oh, there's a helicopter coming. Oh, there's a boat offshore. Oh, like they maintain this intensity over 4 seasons, and 5 is where I feel like that intensity goes away. And it's like, well, we've been in the 70s for 3 years. Huh. Remember 8-tracks? And it just feels like that's the only point in the show where I'm like not with them anymore. Like I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, weird. You know, it just feels very like kooky. I don't know. But that being said, I still enjoy. I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. I enjoy the shit out of it.
And it's fun showing the kids these things. Like we just watched The Matrix, and that was fucking awesome watching that with them. Like I hadn't seen it in so long. And first off, that movie fucking rules still. Like
I was going to ask you about this. So yeah.
It held up so well to me. Like this is so clearly a 90s thing, but it looks, the effects are still breathtaking. They still look so good.
Yeah.
When that was over, like Beckett was like, that ruled. Like he was like so into it. Like, oh, so, that movie's great.
Yeah. So did you already go show him Reloaded and Revolutions, or
he asked is to that watch tonight? 2 and 3, and it's like, I don't know about, first off, I know there's that huge orgy scene. I think that's weird.
No, it's just a rave. It's not an orgy.
Isn't it funny though? Like
a rave.
Second of all, those movies suck, and they're a waste of time.
Fuck no. Hold on.
That too, Jerry.
Johnny, cut that out on Tuesday. But isn't it funny, though, legitimately, how the first one is rated R, but it's still, like, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just there because, man, they shoot a lot of people with guns. But it's not... well, in the context of the movie, it's really not like that intense. It's, you know, it's like, yeah, they're in a program and they're doing this and they're doing that. it kind of has a layer to protect it so that if a kid saw it, they're not fucking like scarred by it. It's really right. like, it's a doable R, but then you get to reload it and it's like, yeah, man, there is an orgy in the first 20.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like that graphic, but it's pretty graphic.
Wait,
it's
am I remembering this wrong? I remember a rave in Zion and right. then a scene that's happening and it cuts back between the scene in the bedroom with right. Michael from Lost and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's just a sex scene so intercut good. With the rave. That's not an orgy.
It's so great.
No, they're Neo and Trinity are Neo and Trinity are literally fucking while yeah. everybody else is like just like getting kind of naked on the dance floor and like rubbing up yeah, against each other. They might not literally cool. be doing what's that?
It's just really cool. It's like better than the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, like is that. Neo?
Maybe I'm remembering this wrong because it's been, again, when these first came out, but like the movie starts and like he's in a fight scene and then the music goes, "Don't hurt him!" or something like that. And it's like, what the fuck?
That's not true.
That's real. I've seen it.
That does not
hey,
happen.
Hey, I watched The Matrix this week too.
Oh.
I have not revisited the sequels. I want to, though. I will.
But, you think
I am curious what you'd think now. I really am curious seeing them today, but yeah.
From what I remember of the sequels, because I was thinking about the sequels when I was watching it. Yeah, the first one rules.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the classic.
But I think the first one is objectively amazing.
Yeah.
And the sequels are good if you really love The Matrix.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that the first one is so good because it's so surreal. And I feel like the Wachowskis really tried to make it like an entertaining movie. Just based on like, hey, if you don't know what this movie's about, come on in and watch this. This is gonna be a wild ride.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think that the sequels are more like, okay, now we're gonna tell you like what's going on with this world.
Yeah.
But I think the original Matrix is so entertaining because specifically, like, there's so many amazing transitions in this movie that it's always like really refreshing. I didn't realize this until I actually watched it last night.
Oh, wow.
Neo only goes into the Matrix 3 times in the whole movie. Mm-hmm. He's in the Matrix for his whole life, and then they pull him out. That's one.
Yeah.
And then he goes back in to see the Oracle, and then they capture Morpheus when that happens. So that's the second time. And then he has to go in to save Morpheus.
Yeah.
The rest of this shit, when he's in the dojo, when he's like jumping from building to building, he's in all of these like programs that aren't the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in the construct.
I feel like that's what the sequels are missing because that's actually the most fun part of the movie is watching Thomas Anderson, just a regular guy, experience. Now I know Kung Fu. Now I'm being tested. Now I'm learning about Morpheus and all this stuff. And he's becoming the one and learning about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the sequels, it's like, okay, well, now he's the one. Now he can fly. Now he's crazy. He's godlike. So now he just has to fight everybody. And
I think the third one brings back a sense of like, I have no, he's just God in the second one. That's it. There's some entertaining shit that comes out of that, but it's not interesting in the way that that was in that one. But I did appreciate that the third one, they kind of leave him up shit creek. Like, he's blinded in the first, like, 10 minutes of the fucking movie. And it's kind of like, I have to redefine how I do everything, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like that... I think the first Matrix movie does a lot with a little, and that's why it's so special.
Totally.
And then the second and third one, it's like 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah. I think this is kind of what you're saying, but yeah, I've unabashedly love the sequels and I think there's great ideas and concepts in them, but the first one definitely is anyone from anywhere in the world can appreciate that story, can jump in on that and get something out of it. Whereas 2 and 3 absolutely have an air of, if you're not on the fucking page with us right now, we don't give a shit about you. Like, we're going deep. How deep can we go in this universe? And anyone that's not, like, inner circle on that, fuck off. There's definitely... and I love it, but can't recommend it.
Every single Matrix movie opens, or in the beginning of the movie, has a big raver dance scene in it. And the first one is the only movie where nobody bitches about it. Because it's very subtle. Yeah, Follow the White Rabbit, and then they cut to Dracula, and they're in the club,
right.
And it's just like slowly panning across the club of like strobe lights and dancers, and Neo's just kind of like quietly watching them, and it's real moody, and it was really cool. Mm. Contrast that with the third one, where they're like flipping onto the ceiling and instantly going into a gun battle.
Yeah.
It's a lot with a little versus too much,
In
my opinion.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it, and you know, I that being said, I'm looking forward to watching the second and third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I saw the third one once in theaters, and that was it. So I should watch them again.
Yeah. And I will say, Sean, given in the situation that you're in too, if I had kids all around that age, oh my God, I'd be counting the seconds until I showed them The Matrix. Absolutely. Right. As much as I love the sequels, oh my God, like, I would not show that to anyone that wasn't in their fucking 20s.
And that's the thing, is like, not just like the sex stuff, whatever, but it's like, no. I don't want to explain this to you.
It's all about, the 2 and 3 are all about like, everything you know is wrong, and we have to construct our own truth on what we've been given. And like, yeah, cool, a kid will really like dig that.
Maravellian or whatever. It's like, I'm not going to get into this.
Maravellian. Yeah.
But yeah. You know what I thought was cool, that second and third one are missing? It's those scenes where it's Neo and Morpheus sitting in a chair with a TV in the middle of a wasteland.
Yeah.
It's, oh, you think you've mastered it? All right, load the jump program. And suddenly we're in space and we like Google Maps onto the roof. Those transitions, I feel like there's a sense of humor, and they're like playing with the audience. Like, you know kung fu? Show me. And then it cuts to a wide shot and a gong sounds. Like, that's comedy. They're playful movies. Even in the scene where they're like sneaking out of the bathroom and they're like in the walls.
Yeah.
You know, the whole shot is black on either side with just like this little shaft of light down the middle where all the characters are crawling. You don't even get like frames like that in the second and third one. So I just feel like they're really being like playful with the audience and having more fun.
Yeah.
And the second and third one are like, all right, now here's the story of Neo.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just ranting here at this point about good movies, fun movies.
Yeah.
Everybody check out The Matrix. You'll like it.
I still really appreciate that the sequels, regardless of anything or if they work for you or not, I do appreciate that 2 and 3 absolutely adhered to no mold. And and even though I totally see what you're saying, Derek. I totally see that. But I do appreciate anytime there's a relatively big budget movie that still doesn't feel like it's doing what they're expected to do. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I like that they went a kind of a weird route with it, even though it might not have been as special as the original one. But I'm excited for 4 because they did recast the Merovingian. So Sean, don't worry about it. He is coming back.
Oh, thank God.
Same actor?
Yeah, the French dude.
That's sick. I love the continuity that those 3 movies have.
Yeah.
And I'm fingers crossed. I don't know how, whatever this reboot or remake or it's a Matrix. So it could lend itself in so many different ways. But I'm the more I hear about recasting of original characters, the more excited I am for whatever that new Matrix is.
I'm excited. It sounds like, I mean, they're casting all the people who were in the sequels. So it's sounding like in some form it's continuing. So
do you think the Matrix still take place in 1999?
It's hard to say because that's what they straight up said the Matrix was developed to simulate the end of the 20th century. So,
well, the height of human civilization.
Yeah.
1999.
Yeah. So I feel like that would give them a good excuse to have a real like Y2K era kind of movie, which I think would be fun.
Yeah.
And it gives them an excuse to do it. It wouldn't be ham-fisted. It's written into it. So I think you'll see that era in there. I think you will.
That'd be sick. I'm down for that.
Like, because what's the alternative? The Matrix with iPads and
yeah,
like fucking Zoom conference calling.
Yeah.
There's no landlines anymore. So how are they going to jack in?
Well, that's what I'm scared about is, yeah, if they're able to jack in and out of the Matrix using an iPhone, that's not as intense. No. Like, they got to find the booth.
But there's no more payphones. It's fucked.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, I think they have to set it 99 because then there's going to be all these loose rules.
Yeah.
It's got to go back to 99. And then the movie's got to close with that Charlie XCX song. I just want to go back to 1999. Sorry.
I feel like, Ray, though, if your movie is truly set in 1999, you have a flop on your hands. Like, who wants to go back to 1999?
You know what, though? Y2K era kind of shit, I feel like, is having a real renaissance right now.
Yeah, so, and I'm on board.
Well, everything from 20 years ago, everything that's 20 years ago from right now will always be the most popular thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get ready because version one is about to be fucking huge.
That's about 4 years off, but we're getting there.
Getting close.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Almost there. Almost, we're a few years away from that version one really blowing up.
Buckle the fuck up, everyone. It's coming.
Yeah. Hey, I watched a couple movies I wanted to bring up real quick, not Matrix related.
Sure.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I finally checked out you, Derek. You and Johnny kept bringing up Uncut Gems.
Oh yeah.
So that was, I never got it, and I don't know, everything I mean didn't look bad, but I've never been the biggest Adam Sandler nut, and like kept hearing it was kind of miserable, and I was just like, well, I don't know about that. But it was on Apple or iTunes or whatever for like. It was like in 4K for like $7 or something like that. I was like, you know what? $7. Who gives a shit? So I just did it. And I was surprised how I was surprised as soon as it started how kind of eclectic it was out of the gate. Like the soundtrack was really cool and like it going like the way just the way it was directed and it going through all like the gem shit and
It starts with like 80s. Educational film music.
Yeah.
And then you come out of a guy's butt. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like somebody at some point told me that, yo, Rocco, you might like the opening. Well, I did. I don't know who said it, but you were right. Anyway, I loved it. I thought it was excellent. I thought it was really, really good. Adam Sandler was great.
That was my favorite movie last year.
Do you think that movie got snubbed in the Academy Awards?
Absolutely.
I don't, you know, I can't speak for that because there were a lot of great things nominated. So I don't know. I'm not going to say there was like some piece of shit that got it where this should have. There were, I thought there were a lot of great movies last year. So it's hard for me to say, but I did think it was excellent.
I think it got snubbed because what is it? They nominate so much shit willy nilly anyways. They nominate Marvel movies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it deserves.
They'll nominate stuff for fucking crazy awards. They didn't even like pay attention to Uncut Gems. And Adam Sandler's a famous, really famous celebrity putting in like a critically acclaimed, you know, career redefining role.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got snubbed.
I think for me, though, it was that there were so many. I honestly normally would agree with that, but there were so many movies I did like that were nominated last year. So. I didn't think many of the nominees were bad last year, except I definitely would have placed this above fucking Joker. So yeah.
Yeah. But also like, why does one movie affect another? It's the nominations, like just nominate it, right?
Yeah.
You have to give it an award, but just to recognize it.
Yeah. I'm just saying like, I know they don't all get, they literally, you can't nominate everything. And I guess in that sense, I would have to go and look at what was, but I did like it more than a lot of them that were so, but anyway, it was excellent. It was really, really good. And it was like intense and like, I guess like real, I mean, everyone kept telling me it's really stressful. It's really stressful. I think sometimes that bothers me, but I realized that it only bothers me when I think the movie is doing that for just the sake of doing that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there's no point to it. It's just like, designed to be fucking stressful, and then there's not much more to get out of it. But I didn't feel that way with this movie. I thought it was an excellent piece on this character. And
I think there's something just there's something about the fact that it's Adam Sandler and you know it's Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. When I watched this movie, it wasn't like he disappeared into the role. Like, wow, he's fucking unrecognizable. Sandler?
Yeah.
No, you know it's Adam Sandler. And it comes with all the baggage of like, this guy is a... We know this guy makes shitty movies. He makes fucking shitty movies. And I think that plays a psychological role of like all the stressful, bad stuff that happens to Adam Sandler's character. You're kind of loving it because it's Adam Sandler. I feel like it's hard to separate the actor from the role.
Sure.
And you just have fun watching him like get shit on in this movie because all of his other movies are like, you know, so not this.
Yeah.
It made it more fun. The fact that it was him.
Honestly, you know, and he was acting real stressed out, just like how me and Garrett saw him at Knott's. I mean, we understand. Great, that angle's perfect, Garrett. It really captured the way Sandler really would be in a stressed situation. But like I said, people kept telling me it was stressful, and I think if it was just doing that to push buttons, I would have hated it, but it really wasn't. It had a great story to tell. I loved it. So anyway, Uncut Gems is really cheap on a lot of different platforms right now. So yeah, you already had the recommendation from everybody else, and now you get it from me too.
I get one more. I've been watching a new movie every night with the kids during this whole thing. So we've seen like 40, 50 movies at this point. We've watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncut Gems.
I'll show them that next. Have you guys... A movie I watched as a kid, almost like weekly, was Cool Runnings. Have you guys seen that? Do you guys ever watch that?
It went up on Disney Plus, like a month ago, and I watched it right when it went up.
Okay. I think that movie is fucking great. I know it's not the Olympics, so I'm a little biased. Uh-huh. But I think it's just a great kids movie. It doesn't have a happy ending. It's just, I don't know. I watched it for the first time in a long time, and I loved it. So I'm curious what you thought.
I had the reverse. I loved it. Loved it as a kid, and I watched it now, and I'm like, man, this is like putting me to sleep.
I loved it.
It's a very wholesome movie. It's good, wholesome fun.
It's wholesome fun, yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but they kind of wasted John Candy, I felt like, and it wasn't, I don't know, I was just kind of like, yeah, all right.
Wasted. No, you're thinking of Wagons East. That's the one that wasted John Candy.
Oh, got it. Okay.
D-check.
Is that too soon? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
How long has he been gone, John Candy?
A long time ago.
20 something years.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you, my review of Cool Runnings is, if I'm watching Cool Runnings instead of doing math, that's fine with me. Yeah. That's one of those. That and October Sky is always the movie they played in school.
Yeah.
How funny. I always hear that about October Sky. I never saw that in school.
Oh my God, Rocco. How is it? We went to the same school. How is that possible?
I never did. I saw Gattaca and I saw, but
Gattaca
but
cool, and.
Cool Runnings, though, we did. Yeah, Cool Runnings, that did happen. I saw that, I think, maybe more than once in school. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool Runnings, the movies I saw most in school. October Sky, number one. Cool Runnings, probably number two. Gattaca, definitely number three.
I wonder what the movies are now that kids are watching in school.
Mouse Hunt. You guys ever seen Mouse Hunt in school?
No.
Not in school, no.
That one was like a treat because it has no educational value. Those other ones can kind of be tied to education in some way. Mouse Hunt is just two guys trying to shoot a mouse with a gun for 90 minutes. It's pretty awesome. Mouse Hunt was the movie directed by Gore Verbinski before he went on to make Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a good movie.
I always think that M. Night Shyamalan wrote that, but that's Stuart Little.
How could you miss...
Ending of Stuart Little is so batshit crazy.
Well, yeah, the twist, right? Or am I spoiling it for anybody? Well, he's a fucking mouse.
He's not a boy.
Like he's got, you hear the name Stuart and it's like, oh, who's this dude?
And he's talking.
Not a dude. So
anyway. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it was all, it was always those, but yeah, Cool Runnings and like a lot of the Disney animated movies. I remember in high school, our drama teacher, Sean, I don't know if you remember this, but our drama teacher showed us, was it The Nutty Professor or The Clumps?
Yeah. I think it was The Nutty Professor. Yeah.
He didn't know there was going to be bad language in it. So he said, well, I hate to stop it. We're already invested. I'll just turn it way down. And he almost muted it. So where all the kids had to sit really close to the TV to hear curse words. So that was
funny. Was the same teacher that showed us Titanic, right?
Yeah.
And didn't know there was boobs in that.
Yeah, there was one part that teacher was not prepared for. I'll let people at home decide what that might have been.
Let me tell you who was prepared for it. This guy.
Hell
I
yeah.
Coming. I was locked and loaded right now.
Yeah, we were all locked and loaded.
It's tough to be a teacher when you're really stupid. You know, you're supposed to be the smartest person in the class. So that is backfired.
That guy was the smartest one.
Every guy that was in ninth grade, and I can guarantee you, every guy was quote unquote from Sean locked and loaded for that part. But yeah, that was cool though, because I had never, I saw Titanic at home. I was thinking, I never saw it in theaters. I saw it, VHS was the first time I saw that movie, but I watched it at home. I was glad I saw it at home.
I saw it in theaters with my mom, who then covered my eyes for the boobs part. It's like, just be cool, mom. Just let it happen. Like, don't make it weird. Don't call attention to it. Just, I'm uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable. Just, well, just deal with it. Don't involve me.
I remember growing up thinking, like, that is crazy they got away with that, like, in PG-13. Like, and it was, I always felt like, man, that was a pretty adult thing to fucking put in this movie that's generally kind of family friendly outside of that, you know? And then when I saw it later, when they re-released it in theaters, I finally got to see it in theaters like a few years ago. We saw it. And then as I was older watching it, I was like, you know what though? Context is everything. This is not like a fucking ookie part. Like,
no.
It's treated really like this is a really like nice scene. It's not done.
Art.
Yeah. And you know what? If my kid fucking saw that, I wouldn't fucking cry about it. You know, it's like, yo, that's the human body. And like, you know what I mean? It's like a really positive scene. It's not like, I don't know. Yeah. But I guess they do bang later in the movie, but you know.
Whatever. But that's later and you don't see it. You don't see the boobs then.
Yeah, exactly. So
tasteful.
Yeah. It's tasteful. It's positive. It's in good spirits. You know, it's
the
not
human body. It's a pair of breasts.
Yeah, that's
what's
exactly
wrong.
Right, Garrett. That's
what's
exactly
wrong
what
with a woman's breasts, guys?
I want to take a moment and say, Brian didn't say it out loud, so I'm going to read it out loud, what Brian said in the chat. What 12-year-old kid doesn't know what a pair of Titanics are? So I just want to make sure that it was acted out. It was voiced.
A pair of Titanics. Thanks, Brian.
But anyway, I watched that. I don't think I watched much else. I know everyone was excited about this. I mentioned before, I've been trying to like get stuff from more independent sites. You know, Amazon was kind of locked up for a while and stuff like that. So I ordered stuff from Shout Factory. I watched a killer movie. Dude, Dom DeLuise in the movie Fatso. I know everyone's been waiting on my Fatso review.
Yeah.
That movie kicked ass. He's an Italian dude who he eats a lot, man. He can't stop. He's always like, ooh, should I eat that cake? Nah, I shouldn't. Nah, I will. So I saw that. Oh,
wait, what's better than American Movie?
What's that?
What's better, that or American Movie?
What was American Movie? Oh, the documentary.
What's American?
It was good. Yeah, that was fine. Oh, Fatso makes American Movie.
I just Google searched Fatso, and the poster is amazing. It's like a do not eat a list of foods he can't eat.
I bought the movie blind just because on the website, on the Shout Factory website, they just had a Blu-ray called Fatso, and it had that guy. It had a fat dude on the cover with a list of food he couldn't eat, and I just thought, well, that sounds hilarious. So it was. It was a good movie. What's that?
Is it a serious movie?
Oh, no, it's a comedy. It's a comedy about a guy. It's an Italian guy who grew up where food was at every single thing that he did. And he just keeps getting fatter. And it's like kind of like destroying his life. And it's got a serious tone to it, but it's all through the comedy of, like, you know, a bunch of Italians, they keep giving them food and stuff. I can relate to it.
Like,
100%.
70s comedies that is, like, really, it's so unfunny that it hurts and you have to laugh at it.
Parts of it are like that, but it was actually like, it was done by, I think it's Mel Brooks's wife.
Oh, wow.
Or something like
that. Directed by Anne Bancroft.
Yeah, and she's in the movie too. Okay. I know Mel Brooks produced it, but it's got that Mel Brooks vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of wacky, but it was actually a good movie. It's legit a good movie.
Dom DeLuise is really funny in stuff. Is he good in it?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's fat, so he gets really fat. But anyway, I watched that, and second to that, somebody did bring it up, and I mentioned it. I did watch Portrait of a Woman, a Portrait of a Lady on Fire. I cannot remember.
I wanted to see
that. Is it Portrait
of
a Woman on Fire or a Lady on Fire?
One of them.
Put her out.
Shit, I can't remember. It's Lady? I always get it mixed up. Anyway, that wasn't quite as good as Fatso. But a little more artistic. It was a French movie, real quiet French movie. Yeah, it is Lady. That's interesting. But it was really, really good. Moody, kind of like quiet, spooky movie about someone who goes to an island to paint this woman. It's really good. No, it didn't quite hit Fatso level, but it was very good. Legit, really touching French movie that came out like last year, I think. But anyway, it was really, really good.
Nice. But Fatso with Dom DeLuise.
But Fatso kicked. Yeah, because I could identify with Fatso. Like, the French artist woman, her story is really good, but I can't identify with that. Fatso, yo, this guy's Italian. Everywhere he goes, they're like, celebrate this with, hey, have some cannoli. Hey, you got the gabagool? Give me some gabagool. And he can't stop. And it's like, how do I stop doing this? And he's funny and he's fat. You know, I kind of get it.
We also watched a movie. I don't know what we want to say about it. We did a little stream for something else. I'm trying to talk vague, I guess, so you guys know. But are we going to talk about this? We all watched The Love Guru. Can't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
We kind of did a stream where we just reviewed The Love Guru, the entire stream. And I think we're going to put that up on the Patreon. Is that correct, Rocco?
Yeah, we have a new thing coming to our Patreon soon where we're going to talk about movies together. Me and Derek and Sean are doing like a Mega 64 movie club. That's going to come to our Patreon soon. And if you guys want to get ready for it, you know, we were thinking like, we'll let you know what movies they are so that you guys can watch them and maybe, you know, watch that show with us on Patreon and stuff like that. So anyway, the first one is The Love Guru. We all watched The Love Guru and we discuss it at great lengths.
More than you think is possible, I think. So. Yeah.
Hey, we need a whole podcast on it, so we're not going to talk about it here.
Yeah.
No.
At all.
No.
But we did a deep dive, deep analysis, beginning to end of The Love Guru. You'll feel like you watched The Love Guru. We watched it so you don't have to. So go check it out. It's a great episode. I think you're really going to love it. If you've ever wanted to watch The Love Guru or never wanted to watch The Love Guru, either way, you'll be entertained.
Yeah, it's fun. We do bring you up to speed in case you haven't.
And I'm not sure when that's going up, but probably soon.
Yeah, hopefully this week we'll have that up there. And
yeah, and it'll be a regular show. We'll have another episode soon. Our next movie is You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, we're going to.
I'm going to mess with them.
We will be messing with the Zohan.
Yeah, the Mega 64 Movie Club is our new little thing that we're doing while this is all going on. We thought we watched movies together, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was going to mention a couple other things in regards to some Patreon stuff, but it'll kind of like veer off to the left here. So was there any other movie stuff you guys wanted to talk about? Because I don't want to like take over the.
Give me 2 seconds. Avengers 1, not a good movie. Go ahead, Rocco.
Okay. You mentioned that. You were kind of like not.
I was so bored the whole time.
Yeah, I never thought that first one was that entertaining. I never really loved that.
Everyone told me, I can't believe they did it. It's incredible. You'll love it. I know you don't like Marvel movies, Sean. Watch this one. And I didn't. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I didn't think it was like boring, but it was kind of unremarkable to me. It didn't really like do anything that was like, whoa, super unexpected kind of, you know, I didn't really like it. But, you know, but then people were telling me that the second one was not good, the Age of Ultron. And I thought that was a lot better than the first one.
Yeah, I thought that was better too.
Fucked up or what?
We'll see. The kids keep picking those movies, so I'm sure I'll see that eventually.
Yeah, I liked the second one more. I thought it was entertaining, but I really liked the last three and four. I legit thought they were great. But yeah.
Cool.
Anyway.
All right, go ahead, Rocco.
Yeah, it was whatever. Okay. So yeah. Oh yeah. So the Patreon people have been asking about the episodes. Our Mega 64. Original series episodes, version 1, 2, and 3, coming to our Patreon. I'll have an update on that with a little more info. We'll post it on our Patreon and some other stuff, hopefully in the next few days. I know it's been a little slow to get that going, but when we brought it up before, it was just kind of announcing those plans so that people could, you know, hey, get ready for that. But also, if you wanted the Blu-rays of stuff, here they are. It's your last chance, you know. But it was really like work had barely started really on like remastering those older episodes. And that's what I'm doing is I've been in kind of the solitude here at the studio. I've been going back to old episodes and trying to find the earliest files because I've obsessively kept everything or most everything. I mean, there's some stuff that inevitably fell through the cracks or we didn't know to preserve back then or da 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 da. But most stuff I have, and I'm going back and remastering these old episodes so that they look the best they ever have. And, you know, using things that we know how to do now that we didn't when we did like our box set or, you know, things like that. So, yeah, so I've been trying to do that and some of it's been quick and some of it has been very not quick. But we'll have more info on that soon, probably later, a little later this week on hopefully a little more info with that when those episodes will start coming out. But I think the plan right now is to kind of like, yeah, do the episodes, put them out in order and then get the extra, you know, with the extras out too and stuff like that, you know, things like that. So we'll keep you posted. What I was doing just the other day, I'm kind of doing them out of order. And so just the other day, I was doing the last episode. I'm bouncing around. So I did like the first episode the other day. But then I did the last episode of version 3, which is like the last in the list pretty much. And that one took me forever. But it's whatever files I can find when I can find them. And I've been like, you know, we've been like, you know, just adjusting things to where, oh, this part sounded kind of like fucked up before. Okay, now it's fixed. And, you know, little things like that. Anyway, when I was doing it, I always like to look up kind of like, okay, where are they now kind of stuff, like who was in certain episodes. And we had a ton of people in the last episode of version 3. We had we put out a casting call for a lot of people to play Falls members in that episode. And I did not know, it was not brought to me that one of the guys that was in it passed away. I did not know what? This. Yeah, every now and then something like that will happen and it'll be brought to my attention. But, a guy that was a Falls member in it, his name is Tan. He passed away about 4 years ago. I did not know about that. And I posted something on Instagram, like, is this true? Like I had heard something, but I wasn't quite sure on that. And yeah, one of his friends who was also in that episode reached out to me and he said, yeah, Tan passed away, 4 years ago. And, they had a blast filming that. We all did. And I was really bummed about that. But he mentioned that, you know, when they had the funeral a few years back, they there were a lot of things. They brought stuff that he enjoyed, you know, to that. And I guess people brought some Mega 64 stuff to the funeral there, along with all the other things that he enjoyed. They could display that and stuff. So anyway, I wanted to say rest in peace, Tan. I had no idea that happened. And I wanted to give a shout out to, you know, we had so much fun filming that episode. It was really, I hadn't revisited that episode in a million years, but yeah, I had no idea that happened. So rest in peace, Tan. That was, it was a lot of fun getting to shoot that. Anyway, I wanted to, but I wanted to just let everybody know that when these episodes go out, they will be the best that they've ever been. And I'm really excited to release those, and hopefully we'll share like extra stuff beyond what was ever even released with them in terms of like stories connected to them or notes on each episode, things like that. That's what I'm planning to do. Hit the mic, sorry. And, you know, we'll let everybody know when those are out, because I think it'll be really, really cool. We want to make an event out of each of these releases and stuff.
Yeah, I'm really excited for I think yeah. Everyone's going to have it's going to be so accessible to people to go see it now. Like, you know.
Yeah.
They just got signed for Patreon. They watch it that second. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. So stay tuned for updates on that. Sorry, I went forever talking about all that. But
no.
Yeah, people are excited. It's been fun revisiting those episodes. But some of it has also been annoying because there's clips that are like missing for no reason, like we forgot to get this one shot of Dr. Pock laying in the bathroom, so we recorded it later and then we put it in some folder for sound effects or something, and it's like, why was that clip there, you know? Anyway, it's been fucking annoying, but we'll keep everyone posted.
Cool. Very cool.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much it, unless there's anything else you guys wanted. I know we didn't get to video game stuff as per usual.
Quick thing, and it's about Animal Crossing, so I'll make it really quick. But it is very tough to share an island with all these kids. Lennon had the game and cut down my entire bamboo forest that I was getting.
What?
In one fell swoop, I had a whole beautiful bamboo area, and just she had the game for 5 minutes and just gone. It's all gone. So,
oh my god, are you kidding me?
But you know, you have to walk into it knowing that I guess your shit's gonna get destroyed when you give it to a 5-year-old.
But you can't tell her like, hey, don't cut down daddy's forest.
I did now, but it's like the ship has sailed, it's gone. Like,
would she, yeah, make her buy you a Nook Mile ticket so you can go get more.
Chick, does it grow back? I'm like, no, it doesn't, and it's fucking gone.
Oh
it's
my
gone.
God. I haven't played that since. I haven't played that since. I feel like I was. I had a lot of fun. I mean, I played probably 30, 40 hours of it, and I had a lot of fun. I for my first real Animal Crossing game that I dug into, I had a lot of fun. But I got to the point where they rate your island, and like everything I do, I keep doing cool shit for my island. Like, ooh, that's cool. I added a fountain. I added this, I added that, and they keep saying, "Now your island's only 2 stars. Try better." And I'm like,
they haven't even given me.
Haven't you been saying that for like 4 weeks?
I've dipped into it a couple times, and I like you'll do something kind of fun, and then they'll go like, "No, your island still sucks." And I'm like, for a game that is so set on like be yourself and express yourself and do, you know, kind of play at your own rate and all that stuff. It seems incongruous that then there'd be someone going, your island sucks.
I think you just need to put more like stuff out. Like,
yeah,
just decorations.
I know. And that's what people are telling me. It's like, no, you need to just like, it doesn't matter. Just lay a bunch of stuff out. And I'm like, I don't want to. I don't know. Ah. So I stopped.
I just got to the 3 stars today, and KK's coming to my town Saturday, I guess now. So I'm like continually unlocking stuff, but I didn't rush it, Rocco. Like I never even asked to be rated. Every like week, my girlfriend would bug me like, "Hey, what's your rating?" I'd be like, "I don't know."
How do you find out? You
gotta ask Isabel.
Oh, I haven't done. Fuck that.
You can't. But like, if you're not playing for that goal, just play, and then eventually, when I checked in and finally did, it's like, "Oh yeah, you're 3 stars. Here you go." It's like, "Oh cool." I was there. I really think, you know, maybe you just forced it, Rocco. Like, you were pushing it to happen fast. But it takes, time.
I don't care really how long it takes. I just don't. I have it. I like my island the way it is.
You don't want to put bushes
and
down?
And it just seems like to progress anything, I have to, like, meet someone else's, like, no, it needs to be like this. I'm like,
I think I'm good.
I like it.
It's like the way that game teaches you to play. Like, hey, we're going to introduce, once this shop expands, then we're going to introduce bushes. Then you can, you know, learn how to terraform. And it's like little incremental things along the way. So it's like, they won't unlock the next thing for you unless you get the 3-star. But you know, I if you don't want to do it, you don't want
to
do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm looking to like unlock anything else. I think I'm like,
you think you're done.
I don't really want to like terraform my island. I'm like, no, I got like bridges everywhere. I'm good. I think that's just maybe my creative limit with this. Is like I'm. Sure. I don't know. I like hanging out with my other friends on the game and like getting weird costumes.
I have never done that. I should do. I'm gonna go to someone's island. I've never done it.
Yeah. I did that for the first time today. I was trying all weekend to get rid of my stocks because you only have a week to sell them before they rot, and I was procrastinating. So I was online looking, and man, people that post a Dodo code or like their code to get into your village or your island.
Yeah.
On Twitter are insane. People will just openly post that on Twitter and then they get flooded with people. I found Instagram stories were the way to go.
Yeah.
But
But nothing I'm saying is a diss on the game. Like I it's all what you want to put into it. And like I said, I played between like 30 and 40 hours of that game. So to say I got my money's worth is I played the hell out of it and I had a great time. If I'm not interested in like doing this other stuff, that's on me. That's not, that's not the game. Like, it's like that. I'm where I want to be with it. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I was gonna talk about it for a second, so I might get too far into it.
Well, no, I'm curious because you know, Rocco, you said you put about 35 hours. Sean, do you know how much time you've put into Animal Crossing?
I don't, but I know that. Like Emma is super into it, and now Lennon and Sawyer are super into it. So, like, if it just adds it all up, it's got to be a lot of time. Because
I think I played more Animal Crossing than I have Resident Evil 3 and Final Fantasy 7 put together. Because I just checked, I'm at 110 hours in New Horizons.
Wow.
But I do enjoy playing it, and I just started getting into the like, hang out at my island. I feel like my island's finally done enough to where, okay, I can have company over. I'm not.
All right, Jared, I'm gonna come over. I'm not gonna bring Lennon.
Yeah, I don't trust her.
Okay,
tell her to leave her shovel at home.
My name is Lennon, so don't be confused when you see confused. That. It gets fucked up. So, anyways, I think that's it.
Somebody brought it up in the chat. Derek, do you know about the Mario Maker update? Have you seen that?
Yeah, you can make you basically make a full Mario game now. You can do a world and then you can do an overworld map.
Is that what it is? Yeah, because I honestly didn't know.
Yeah, you know, like in Mario 3 or any Mario game, you have the overworld map where you choose a path to the next level.
Yeah.
Now you can create those.
Yeah.
So you can basically make the whole old school game. I find exciting, but just today I popped in Red Dead Redemption 2, so I'm back in.
Nice.
No kidding.
The Old West. I feel like I got time now to re-explore. That was the game that actually made me quit video games for a while.
Oh, really?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just felt like everything was a 100-hour adventure, and I just was tired of it. But now I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Are you playing your old game save? You just start where you left off?
Yeah, because I was only in chapter 2.
Oh, sweet. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like 33%. I think I'm at like 33% progress, but I still have a lot to go. So I don't want to redo everything I did because I fucked around for like 50 hours, but I haven't progressed very far. So I just picked it up where I left off.
Yeah, I want to say it's been so long since I played it. I want to say chapter 2 was like the longest one. Like it took a million years compared to the other ones. But I might be thinking of like Death Stranding because I remember like Death Stranding. I think chapter 3 is like a third of the game. But
yeah,
I might be getting those mixed up. I just remember there was one chapter in Red Dead where I was like, whoa, that one. Yeah, I think maybe I'm right. Chapter 2, people are saying in the chat, is the longest. But
I wouldn't know. I'm just. This is the type of game that I don't really play for the story. As with all Rockstar games, the missions, the story missions and the side quests are equally fun to me. So,
well, I stuck really mainly to the story and I still felt like that game took a million years to beat. So, yeah, I would definitely not focus on beating it. I feel like
I love doing the side quests and weird stuff, collecting
recipes, bounty hunting, experiencing all the weird sci-fi shit in the game.
That's one game that, yeah, has so much to offer that may not even touch the story. Yeah, and I wanted to beat it by the end of like Christmas break, so I was like determined and stayed on that. But that's one that I kind of wish I would have taken some time to just like explore instead of being so point to point. Maybe I'll go back at some point. That could be fun.
I'm having a good time. But I think we should end this podcast because it is going
it's
fucking long.
And we're
I'm
over.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true.
All right. I don't even think I have energy for an after show. So everyone.
I can do it. If you're good, Rocco, I'm good to do an after show. But that's up to
you. Yeah, I'll do an after show, but I want to end the podcast properly.
Yeah.
Theme song. I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be lonely horseman. Thanks for watching. Good night.